议程的第四项是香港智慧城市及店主证书的使用，是议会文件21/2016的。那这个议程呢，就是由司马文议员提出的，那就在附件一。而政府资讯科技总监办公室、邮政处和运输处的回复呢，就在附件二。咁我先请阿司马文议员你简介你嗰个有关嘅议程，唔该，司马文议员。
Yes, Chairman, members, Hong Kong is supposed to be a smart city, and we have every opportunity to be a very smart city. We are have a very smart population, well educated. We are a wealthy city, and we live all very close together. And we have every chance to be a very smart city. Now, we have then the need, if we want to work smart, the opportunity to is to work via online services and do our work from our computers and from our mobile phones. Now, when we do that and we do our banking, McKinsey reports suggest that 93% of our banking transactions are now done online, which is a very high percentage. But if we do use the government services, suddenly those percentages online go down dramatically. And one of the problems is the identification. Now, the post office had come up with a system for a secure identification called the eCert. But if we look at the usage of the eCert, and I take two examples. One is the example of the vehicle licenses renewals. There's about 680,000 licensed vehicles in 2013. The renewal using e-certificate, I ask you to guess, how many percent do you think use the e-cert? 80%? Nope. 50%? No. 5%? No. 1%? No. 0.1%. Voter registration. We had 56,000 new voters in 2013. How many used the e-cert to complete the papers? Again, would you say 50%? Nope. 5%? Nope. 0.18%. So the eCert as a identification system is a complete failure, except for trade businesses, for people who do import-export documents. That's the only area where the eCert is working. But for our personal activities and relationship with government, doing our transactions, it's a complete, utter failure. So the question is, what are we going to do about it? So we have invited the IT Bureau, Mr. Nick Yang, and the IT Bureau to be here today. And Chairman, have you met any ITB officials in person? I mean, I paraphrase Mr. Nick Yang's meeting Mr. Steve Jobs. I really haven't met any, and I haven't met them here. So, you know, my problem is a little bit here. This most important aspect for us to do our business online as an individual with government, what is government going to do about it? Now, today in the response, basically, we have no response. We have some response from the post office saying how many cards they've issued. And you can see on the renewal rate that basically people are not interested in renewing. I mean, who has an e-cert in this room? I don't see any hands up. Seriously, nobody has an e-cert in this room? Does anybody use their e-cert? Ah, Uncle Ao. One. Uncle Ao. And Ao knocking, he cancelled his. Okay? So there's two people in the whole room. One had one and cancelled it, and one says he uses it. That's it. So my empirical data is all in front of you. So up to the government to tell us what they're going to do. Thank you very much.
好。
就運輸署啊，李賢鋒女士，你除了書面的回應，還有沒有補充的？
多謝主席。咁其實我哋運輸署就住嗰個車輛嗰個牌照嗰度係點解需要用嗰、那個e-cert 嗰度咧？其實我哋喺嗰個文件嗰度都有解釋過啦。咁主要都係因為即係而家法例規定嗰度，因為你即係要申請嗰、那個即係車輛續牌嗰個時候咧，係需要嗰個車主或者佢係書面授權嘅人嚟簽署啦。所以喺網上嚟到去續證嗰個時候咧，我哋都係需要咧有呢個數碼簽署，而係根據嗰個法例咧，現時咧係只有透過使用認可核證機構所簽發嘅認可數碼證書進行嘅數碼簽署咧，先至係合法嘅。咁所以暫時嚟講咧，我哋喺即係續領嗰個車輛牌照嗰方面咧，係用。仍然是要需要透過這個數碼證書那裡去進行的。至於就即政府那個就住用即那個數碼證書那樣那個的政策那些，我想就運輸署那裡就沒有補充的了。謝謝。
好，謝謝。謝謝。其他議員有沒有意見要發表的？羅建熙議員。
多謝主席，再一次都係即係開會對空氣講嘢，真係個感覺好古怪。即係我覺得呢一個係即係每一次當大家講地區行政，跟住然之後發現每一次有嘢講嘅時候都冇人嚟聽咧，咁都非常之可惜。即係突然間覺得教育局頭先好好已經，即係好古怪，我覺得成件事。咁啊同一時間咧，即係都講翻個議題咧，即係我唔知大家會透過咩方法俾翻通訊事務管理局啦，或者而家新個咩科技唔知咩。局啦，系啊，咁创新科技局啦，系啊，咁即系大家明白咧，最大嘅问题就系佢又要俾钱啦，申请手续又复杂啦，跟住可以用嘅渠道又少啦，用嘅时候又好麻烦。咁我大概我觉得呢四点已经总结咗而家个数码证书个问题嘅啦。咁啊，所以即系如果呢几方面都唔解决嘅话咧，即系唔能够成为我哋其中一个好重要生活嘅一部分嘅话咧，其实系完全冇任何嘅需要去申请个数码证书嘅。即系亦都而家又新讲紧啦，又话要搞一张新嘅身份证啦，即系又费时失事啦，大家又要重新又换嗰啲身份证。咁但系究竟政府喺换身份证嘅时候，会唔会考虑将某啲嘅功能可以 incorporate 入去？即系佢当然有讲会啦，咁但系竟实际上嗰啲系啲咩咁啊？或者系有啲咩系可以相对容易啲喺个数码证书里边去用到摆埋落去个身份证嗰度咧？我觉得呢一个真系政府系必须要认真去思考，而且系唔好咁急嘅，即系换身份证真系实在太麻烦啦，因为。咁所以咧，我都希望即係政府喺佢計劃去換身份證嘅同時咧，咁都可以周長地、慢慢地去長期地思考一下點樣去處理數碼證書個問題，睇下可唔可以 incorporate 入去。咁我覺得可以慢慢做，唔使咁急咯。咁啊，亦都希望數碼證書嗰方面嘅發展噶嘛。So far 咧就唔係好。又唔係好大影響嘅，即係佢做得唔好對我哋嘅生活，即係好老實說。咁但係即係如果佢做得好啲嘅話，我相信對於香港喺未來我哋去使用一啲公共服務嘅時候呢，係應該會更加理想嘅。即係例如你將我哋一啲圖書證嗰啲車牌啊，冚唪可以 encop 曬入去一張嘢嗰度呢，其實我相信呢係會對大家即係喺銀包裏面擺少好多張卡呢個問題呢，其實都係好有幫助嘅。咁亦都可以令到大家即係會比較容易啲去用到。咁但係而家啲各式各樣嘅服務冚唪都零零散散咁樣唔能夠整合嘅話呢，咁真係都唔知從何開始做起。唔該主席。
嗯，好，冇其他。好，徐婉華議員。
主席，我簡單都講一講，就係都非常之支持蕭敏文呢一個提議，尤其是呢，即係點樣係去鼓勵即係更加多人用呢一個電子證書。咁其實其中一個原因，當然除咗啲技術之外嘅話呢，即係每當呢，我哋往往都有啲印象，政府推出一啲新嘅政策，其實往往係希望呢，就係用好多嘅啲優惠嘅政策去吸引用家市民去使用嘛。咁可能啲價錢啊各方面呢，係令到市民係更加便宜。咁其實蕭敏文入面佢有提過，即係究竟係咪可以呢，即係減低嗰啲費用，甚至係豁免個年費係50蚊嘅啫。咁而家點解其實真係你睇返數字嘅話呢，到到而家咁少人用呢，個使用率咁低，真係一個係好差嘅，即係由公共角度，即係公共資源運用啊，即係你整咗我諗先前嘅籌備功夫做咗好多，花咗唔少資源㗎。點解個使用率到到而家咁低？咁一係呢，我就完全就排除曬佢。一係呢，就係我點去改善佢。咁改善佢嘅時候呢，就 我諗去減低使用者嘅一個成本係一個非常之大嘅一個誘因，係可以令到更加多人呢係去使用一個咁嘅嘢。其實即係除咗係用家方面之外嘅話，我相信對於政府佢內部好多人士如果係交即係傳統文件嘅話呢，我相信即係佢哋要花好多嘅人手去處理㗎。咁如果係有呢啲咁嘅電子證書，我相信呢對於嗰個效率同埋呢好多精簡人手各方面呢都會有好大嘅好處。咁我即係表達即係主要係呢幾方面嘅一個意見。唔該。
好，跟住冇其他啊。好，歐立成議員。
是啊，唔該主席。咁其實呢，我係曾經有擁有過呢個電子證書嘅，因為可能呢我攞咗之後呢，我記得係好似係用過一次嘅啫。咁之後呢就係可能用嘅地方唔係多，同埋再續嘅時候又要畀費用呢，就同埋呢政府又冇其他即係話即係推廣呢個用途，咁所以變咗呢就係依家就冇用㗎啦。咁我希望呢，因為政府喺呢方面呢，其實電子證書係好多方面可以推廣嘅，咁我都希望呢嗰、那個年費都可以豁免呢更加方便市民使用囉。唔該主席。嗯，
好，仲有冇其他司馬文議員。
Yeah, Chairman, we're talking without the relevant people in the room. The post office and the IT bureau are missing. But all of us, we're all relevant. We all have to go to the government office to do our paperwork. When you do a vehicle license renewal, you have to go to the office, do your paperwork. If you want to get a cassette notice, the map from a cassette notice, you have to go to the government office. There's so many. How often do we have to go to a government office to do something? Now, the eCert was supposed to help us do it online so we don't have to go to the office from a government. If the eCert doesn't work, we still have to go to the office of the government. So that doesn't make life easy. So the question to government is, and I hope as this council could formulate that question and ask it, how are you going to make the life of our voters easier so we don't have to go to your office? For vehicle license registration, for getting all kind of paperwork. There's a whole list here of things that identification is required for. So either we abolish the eCert entirely and come up with a new system, or we come up or we improve the existing system and making it cheaper. But my feeling is that we have to get a new system. Online banking, you know, we all trust our online banking system and the bank trusts us. Why is it that the government don't trust us and they ask us to use an eCert, making our life very complicated? So I think it's on government to enable the identification of people and so that they can use the services online. And the question is to government, how are you going to do it and when? Because the eCert is not working. And I don't want to go to the government offices all the time for simple things. I want to be able to do them online. Because we're a smart city. We've been promised a smart city. So I think it's a priority for government to resolve this issue quickly. Otherwise we look like a stupid city, which is not a very good reputation. Thank you.
陳家富議員。
是，麻煩主席。其實我自己都曾經有諗過去申請一個電子證書嘅，但係因為咧佢係得，即係佢要我上網download 完個 form， 跟住之後咧就要去指定嘅七間郵政局做呢、這個即係俾個身份證去核對我嘅身份，咁所以我覺得好麻煩，我就冇做到。咁我係完全同意頭先幾位同事都講即係其實呢一個係未受廣泛用咧。是當然即基本上我看不到有什麼好處去用它。還有呢，其實它即這個科技已經開了成十年呢，其實現在的科技一日就千里了嘛，十年呢其實我覺得已經是非常之過時的。不過我覺得呢，其實如果豁免那50元呢，是 我覺得作用不大，因為50元不是啲咩，即係唔係話好多嗰個費用，但係反而係你有咗呢個電子證書之後，對你嗰、那個方便有幾大，咁我睇唔到呢個效用咯，咁所以即係點解咁少人用呢？其實因為即係正正睇到呢個科技其實已經過時，我相信如果真係要去優化佢呢，不如就用一個新嘅科技。咁其實阿財爺喺嗰個財政預算裏面呢都有講到一個叫 blockchain 嘅科技，咁其實呢個 blockchain 中文叫做區塊鏈，係啦，咁其實而家睇嗰個金融業裏面呢都好廣泛咁去應用，咁呢個科技呢其實遠遠比我哋呢一個 e-shirt 呢係先進好多，咁所以其實我覺得我哋應該係鼓勵創科局去研究一個呢一、這個新嘅 system， instead of 即係嘥時間去改變呢一個十年前嘅科技囉。多謝主席。
嗯，好，謝謝。就有冇其他議員要發言嘅？咁啊，如果冇嘅話呢，我諗就大家都提咗好多寶貴嘅意見啦，咁啊大家統一嘅共識嘅意見，我諗就係即係大家都覺得我哋香港係一個國際城市啦，而政府呢就係冇係廣泛咁去推廣呢個電子證書，咁而又睇唔到呢個電子證書嗰個效用喺邊度，咁希望呢政府呢係可以即係就住呢樣嘢呢係做得更好，有一啲新嘅科技嚟取代呢樣嘢，令到呢種即係好似電子證書呢啲嘅科技呢係可以俾到我哋市民去使用。咁就住呢樣嘢呢，或者我哋就將我哋今日開會嗰啲議員嘅意見呢即係總結咗之後呢，我哋去發一封信俾重科局，向佢提出呢個意見，好嗎？大家覺得邊個處理好嗎？ OK， thank you。 好，咁就我哋結束呢個議程。